did you retire then from the
Red Cross?
No, I was asked after about a year and a half there. I was to go on orders to go to Vietnam, which was in the summertime. And I didn't feel that I was physically able to do that, so I got out of the Red Cross for that purpose. But Del Mar, California, and on the beach for a while, and went to Newport Beach, and I asked him to take me on as an arborist is what I learned when I came back from combat. So I'm there working in the tree work. There I couldn't make more money. So I quit that and I went out and bought a pickup and put a lift on it. And I went into business for myself doing tree work in Newport Beach, which I did for about a year and a half until I was trying to dig out a stump one day when I hurt my back. And that was the end of that. Well, what did I do after that? Nothing, I guess. I was 32 years with the VA in Long Beach, California, which they treated me royally. Everything. But I heard about this place and about the facilities surrounding it, the medical facility and so forth, and was having problems at the time that I thought that maybe I could do better with here at the old soldier's home. And I applied for it, and they told me to come on in, and I'm 1.5 years now, and like it very much. Paradise, but it is a good place to be for somebody that has physical problems. And not only that, there's a lot of things here that are very good to get in contact with, the trips, the mess hall is exceptional, I think. Some people don't, but I think it's exceptional, very good. And they do what they can for you. Even though there's a program on now to save money, which interferes with some things, but this is still a fine place to be. Even though there are only two federal facilities like this in the country, there are also this type of facilities in each state, which I understand are okay, but not half as good as what we have here, if I may say so.
Don, let me ask you.
No, I was married and had two kids, but it's just something I felt, something I had to do. I wasn't drafted. I went to the draft board. Well, what I told them was, I said, I would like to go into the service, but I would like to be in the Navy. If I sign up, will you put me in the Navy? Oh, yeah, we'll put you in the Navy. The next day, I ended up in the Army, which I was very happy that I was. After riding the Atlantic in a victory ship, I was glad I wasn't in the Navy. And also, crossing the English Channel, I get sick. Well, would I do it again? Yes, I would. And I have a big flag picture in my room, which I look at and quite often and say, yes, I would do it again. And of course, I'm in a room where I can look out the window and see our flag out in the
Yes. Did they lead you well?
Oh, yes, yeah. In combat, there's no questions. There's no questions. your answers immediately, if not sooner. But in combat, you're beside, you know, you're never separated in combat. Only when you might become a big target. But the friendship and the compatibility is what I'm trying to say. The compatibility is 100%, and you're always looking out for the other guy. You don't think of yourself. That's the way combat is.
He was definitely a band of brothers.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. 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 The compatibility with everybody is the same. And there was a time I thought there was a young lieutenant. He was a little too eager than he should have been. He wanted to attack all the time. Well, you only attack when you learn what your intelligence has found out about the enemy. And before you attack and go into the enemy, you got to find out what it's all about first. I did think that, but no. The officers, and they're very careful, they're very thoughtful before they do anything. The orders, and that's what you do.
So
it is only something you can understand if you're in it. You can't ever tell somebody about combat, but that's impossible. Well, I think they are, yeah.
Thank you.